Drupella, the coral predator, we've heard a bit about crown of thorns, and this is another major predator of corals in the region. And one of the jobs that we set ourselves in consultation with DEPOR and so on is to try and work out what some of the tipping points or trigger points for action or concern might be within these coral reef ecosystems, and that's what this talk is about. So, Drupella, for those who might not know, is a snail. These are about 2.5 or 3 centimeters long. They crawl around on corals, and this is a plate coral here, Acropora spicifera, and just rasp off the coral tissue. And so the coral and Drupella system is a great one to work on in terms of kind of deriving these tipping points, because unlike fish, they'll stay in one place and let you measure them, which makes things infinitely easier. So it's a little bit about the biology of Drupella there. They do feed it during the day and at night, but often they're hiding underneath the edges of these corals, and they really love to eat these acropora corals, just like crown of thorns. There have been outbreaks of Drupellas in different parts of the world, including Ningaloo, famously, but also Japan, Israel. Often there are different species involved in these other areas, and they do occur on the GBR also, but there haven't been any kind of real outbreaks, if you like, of Drupella there that have caused concerning levels of coral loss. But clearly, you know, we want to maintain corals on these reefs, and that's why we're concerned about Drupella. So the first thing we needed to do to work out these tipping points is to work out what the feeding rate of Drupella is, and also the growth rate of the corals. And since most of the Drupella that we see at Ningaloo is feeding on this Acropora spicifera, we chose that species for this study. And then combining those two measures, we should be able to work out these thresholds. So the way we did this was fairly straightforward. We found bits of coral that had feeding scars from Drupella, put a tag on them, and photographed them. And then came back about 10 days later and photographed it again, whipped out all the Drupella that were underneath that particular feeding scar, counted and measured them, and then used the change in the area of these two scars to calculate the per capita consumption rate of the Drupellas. And this is the relationship that we got. So there's clearly variability around this, and but you know, that seems like the best way to do it, rather than disturbing them and putting them in aquaria as people had done before, because this is the natural setting with undisturbed animals. And it turns out we got a mean consumption rate based on this method of about 2 square centimeters per individual per day, which is actually quite similar to other studies which had been done in aquaria by Robin Cummings, and for other species as well. So we feel we're definitely in the right ballpark with these measurements at Ningaloo. So much for Drupella. What about the coral growth? Well, we just use the same type of approach, photographing these coral colonies. Here's the before and here's the after, and it's a difference of about 300 square centimeters in the area of that coral. So that's how we got the coral growth rates, and compared the aerial increase of coral to the consumption rate of Drupella. So this is only 5 colonies out of the 15 or so that we tagged. We were able to get this data from. The other ones rather had died, so we don't really know how much they grew before they died or how long it took. So we tagged more colonies, but these are the data that we have here, expressed as a proportion of coral size. So the maximum growth is at about 12 square centimeters per day, and extension rates that we measure from that, or kind of infer from that, are right in the ballpark with other literature values for growth of tabular corals. And here is that same chart that Mick showed you, basically, with the percent coral cover here, and we have that kind of aerial specific increase in coral cover versus the number of drupella that that coral growth could sustain. And what we have is like at 60% coral cover would take about 4.2 drupella or more to kind of stop the coral from growing. And at 100% coral cover, which is not uncommon in many parts of the reef flat, would take about 6 per square meter. So the average coral cover at Mandu in 2015 is about 15 or 20%. And at that sort of level, we're getting right down here around very low densities of drupella, 1.9 per square centimeters per day. We haven't actually got that figure there, so I apologize for being a bit confused, but that's my fault, not Cindy's. The take-home message there, I think, is that the threshold or trigger level for concern in terms of drupella density is going to vary with the density of the coral. And we're starting to get towards that relationship now. We need better data on the coral growth rates, but we're not far away from being able to provide that. And currently, the density of drupella, as Tom showed you, is low. It's less than 1 per square meter. On our transects at Mandu, currently it's about 1.3 per square meter. So it's lower than those sort of threshold levels that I showed you there. But we're confident that within the next few months, we will have some kind of site-specific threshold levels for concern in relation to this coral eating gastropod, which has actually caused significant coral loss at Ningaloo in the past. So that's it for that one. Thank you.
Thanks, Russ, on behalf of Cindy. Open for questions.
Tom.
Yeah, Russ, drupella is so patchy in their distribution. So you can go on one particular coral and you get one side of that. Have you been able to take into account any more density dependence in terms of the feeding rates?
No, but I guess that I would have thought something would come out in that attempt to kind of come up with a regression curve there, if there was some nonlinear effect. It's kind of hard to say because it's a bit noisy anyway, whether we should be fitting a strict linear line to that or not. But maybe there might be ways to play around with it in terms of the kind of perimeter of the feeding scar relative to the number of animals or something like that.
Russ, the measure you go, you're trying to work out the number of drupella per metre compared with the average live coral cover in a particular site. Mm. Is that per metre of live coral, or is that just per square metre?
It's per square metre.